So Bam Majera is having a meltdown.
What a shock. That's literally all he's been doing for the past 5 years.
Okay, but he's really having a meltdown because they fired him off of Jackass 4.
For what?
I think because he's back on drugs.
Oh, no. Is he?
Well, if you listen to this video, I like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Sure. Oh, of course. You always do.
And, you know, if they're a drug addict and they say they're clean, I want to say, good for you.
Yeah, I support
you. I believe you. But you can never, I've learned from my past, 99% of the time, you can't trust a drug addict.
Right.
You just can't. I mean, they're going to tell you they're sober and they're not. And the problem with Bam was Paramount said, you can do this movie, but every day we're going to drug test you.
Whoa. Yeah, they have to. Sure.
Because the stunts they do and the things they do in that movie, if somebody's high and they get hurt, that's it. Paramount could go out of business.
Oh, no. Insurance-wise, you can't be high on a set. I mean, that's the amount of money that it would cost them in insurance, and they have to get insurance to be on a movie. There's a whole bunch of things. In fact, you know, one of the first jobs I had when I was a teenager, I was hired by the actress Shelley Winters, the Oscar winner Shelley Winters, because she had injured her back and she was working on, I think, Roseanne at the time. I think that's what she was supposed to work on. She played Roseanne's grandma. And she could not be on set because she had injured her back. She had to stay in bed until her back got better because they would not insure her on the set of Roseanne until her back was okay. So she hired, you know, a couple of local kids, me, I was a teenager. She hired me to come, like, you know, take care of her, answer her phone, bring her sandwiches, go get her dry cleaning, whatever she needed until her back got better so she can be on set. And that's not even drugs. That's just a bad back.
Right. So keep in mind, this is Bam. He says he's not high or drinking. He's sober. And he picked up his phone and did a 10-minute tirade against everybody in Jackass.
Uh-oh.
Who the fuck cares if I'm drunk as hell or not anymore? Jackass has put me through fucking hell for a year and a half.
And they paid you.
Keeping me in Pennsylvania, I couldn't leave if I left or else I had to breathe in the sobriety link at 3 o'clock every day.
It's part of your job.
6 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Then a random beep would go off no matter where I was at. Mm-hmm. I had to fucking stop whatever I was doing and go to an urgent care to go piss.
Because you're a drug addict.
Then I had to wake up every day with a handful of antidepressant pills that I would have to show Paramount Pictures that I took them and swallowed them every single day.
Okay.
Steve-O has been sober as fuck since 10 years. If he had a breathalyzer, like, he's going to go camping one day and not have any.
Because he doesn't
reception.
Sound like you.
Yeah, because he's sleep sober. You're not.
Have they you seen yourself, Bam? You don't look good.
Such a hard mission that. And then COVID happened for a year against anyone's knowledge. Like, so
against
now.
Against anyone's knowledge.
I just spent $90,000 in a rehab for 90 days at my expense.
Right.
So you could go make millions.
In Florida
yeah.
For a rehab at my expense.
Oh, wah.
I had to pay for therapists that they recommended. At
oh my God,
expense,
when?
I'm doing a movie.
I have to go to therapy so I can go make millions of dollars.
I have.
So now they fired him. He's not doing very well.
I wrote them so many ideas. And if I'm not in the movie,
right.
And they use my ideas, how do you think that that'll make me feel? The last thing I want to do is be in a courtroom with Jeff.
You should have put that in your contract.
What the? I'm not in Jackass 4. If anybody cares about me.
No.
Don't go see their movie because I will make mine way fucking radder if you just Venmo me a dollar. Just
what?
A buck.
Oh, what? You're a millionaire. You're not getting more money from us. Screw him. You know, I hate this shit. I can't stand all these celebrities that want us to feel bad for them because, you know, I have to go make millions of dollars, but they want me to piss in a cup. You know what? People have been unemployed for a long time. There's 5,000 people that would take your job in a heartbeat. Sorry, that is part of your job. If you don't want to do it, then you shouldn't have that job. I'm glad they fired him.
So now he's telling us to Venmo him money.
If you send $100, I'll remember your name and write it down. It's Driggle. He said more than that, and I'll do more. But Jackass was everything to me.
He seems sober, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he seems really sober. And if Jackass was everything to him, he'd make sure
he was sober. I'm so relieved.
Here he goes. Yeah, you're sober, bud.
What's he doing?
What do you think?
Is he crying or vomiting?
Vomiting.
Ugh.
F*** Knoxville. F*** you, Spike.
You know, I would love for this to be a promo for Jackass. Like, that'd be brilliant. If this is actually a promo, then I'd be like, well, that's kudos to them. That's pretty cool. But I have a feeling that this is real.
Hey, Bam, look, I have of a naked photo of Cooper. She's in a bikini. You sure? This is Cooper. She's naked. Bam, look. This is Cooper last night naked. Right here. Look. She took...
Oh. Sounds like my boyfriend. Joe, is that you?
Joe, what did you think the first time you saw Cooper take her shirt off? That's not very nice,
that sounds
Joe.
About right.
It's not very nice. It doesn't get any better because he's talking about hurting himself.
If anybody cares about me at all,
he's still
then
going.
Throw me a fucking bone and send a dollar to this Venmo. And the more you send, the radder shit we can do. And I give everyone fucking credit for it.
He has millions of dollars. Like, why do we need to give him more money?
I can't compete with their $10 million budget, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we first learned about you, Bam, when you were driving a Lamborghini.
Right.
Remember that? You had enough money.
If I had that, I would blow them out of the fucking water. Give me a new mission. I was so bored.
Dude, you can't even walk across the room. You're so messed
up. At home, I was living in Groundhog's Day. It sucked. And, Nikki found me on the interweb typing in how to tie a noose. That's why we moved to Oceanside, and I met new...
He's worth $45 million.
Is he really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So
$45 million?
Yeah, he's worth $45 million. And some people are like, well, he lost a lot of it. And other people are like, well, so he's only worth $20 million. Oh, wow. He's worth $20 million. I don't want to hear his bullshit.
But I have to Venmo him money?
Right. I don't feel sorry for him. That's just an egomaniac. That's a narcissist right there. Sorry. Sorry you're going through a bad time. Hey. Tell somebody who's not paying your salary.
Hey, Bam. I have a photo of Cooper in a G-string.
That's fair. That is fair.
Look, it's a G-string. Bam!